This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast on my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, including the Caribbean down there in Puerto Rico, in the Bahamas, and in St. Croix in the Virgin Islands, the U.S. Virgin Islands. And hello to you folks down there. And a special shout out to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the stuff that we got on over there. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It is all of that and then some. All right, and by the way, warm day today. You'll be out on the tennis court dying again, right?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog said that they certainly hope it's about time something happens. We're talking about Peter Strzok. We're talking about Lisa Page. But in general, the CIA yesterday took a very unusual step, and that was they blasted CNN for their report on the alleged CIA spies' extraction from Moscow. Why did they even open their mouth? Why did the CIA open their mouth?
Well, CNN came out with a story that when Trump had met with Russians in the White House, he had the, remember he had the Russians in the White House with no press, that had, I think it, Sergei Kislyak and Sergei Lavrov were there.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently there was, what CNN is saying is that there were some discussions that Trump was having with them, with the Russians, that revealed classified information,
mm-hmm,
that put a CIA asset in Russia in danger. So the CIA was forced to extract one of their operatives, one of their spies. And
mm-hmm,
CIA heard the story and said, no, 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 that's false. It's misguided and it's inaccurate. So CIA normally does not do that, but apparently they felt like they had to yesterday.
And then, of course, we had Page and Strzok and their little thing and an NBC report and all that. And I guess this was all part of it, maybe?
I don't know, since I don't watch the CNN at all.
Okay.
So I don't know, but I don't think we're seeing any new Strzok and Page text messages that haven't been out there.
Mm-hmm.
We're just, I think some people are in media reviewing them more closely.
Now, the on-again, off-again asylum plan that President Trump put together is off-again because apparently another California federal judge has blocked the asylum plan all across the country with his action.
Well, first of all, they blocked it. And then, interestingly enough, the Ninth Circuit
Yep.
I mean, it was blocked initially by this federal judge, John Tiger, T-I-G-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went over to the Ninth Circuit, and interestingly enough, the Ninth Circuit limited a good bit of this Judge Tiger's injunctions on the states.
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason, it now has gone back under some kind of an appeal back to this federal judge again. And in his ruling, he says that there's a need to maintain a uniform immigration policy and found that the nonprofit organizations such as Al Otro Lotto don't know where asylum seekers who enter the U.S. will end up living in making their case to remain in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So he's undoing, actually, you know, a good ruling, fascinatingly enough, by the Ninth Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to go back and forth for a while on whether.
Okay. This is probably going to go to the Supreme Court, I'm guessing?
At some point, I would imagine. But, you know, that could be months and months and months and months.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there and check all her stuff out. Well, yesterday the president walked out to get on the helicopter and took some questions from some reporters. And here's something that he said right off the bat.
Well, Camp David's held meetings with a lot of people that would have been perceived as being pretty tough customers and pretty bad people. There have been plenty of so-called bad people brought up to Camp David for meetings. And the alternative was the White House, and you wouldn't have been happy with that either. So Camp David would have been a good place, but I don't want to meet under circumstances where they go around and try and make themselves a little bit more important by killing a soldier, by killing actually also a great NATO soldier, in addition to our soldier, and also a total of 12 people. I don't want that. But, you know, Camp David has had many meetings that I guess people would not have considered politically correct.
Well, the discussion was, of course, about why they were going to have a secret meeting at Camp David, and he addressed that. But also, hold that thought. But also, the fact that the president said that that's it. The Afghan had their chance. End of story. And by the way, we turned right around right after that and turned around and just went right after him again, right for the throat. And that's what we need to do. These folks need to be defeated totally. Totally. No ifs, ands, or buts. And we got to stop pussyfooting around. Time to turn the big red one loose. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to The Captain.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And what do 385,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? They all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA will provide their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys, because they know that the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. They know the last person standing is the first person law enforcement is going to look at. So check out the USCCA website, the link that's on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, because on that link that's right there, you'll see a gun a day giveaway. Every day, a different gun. That's number one. And you have to sign up to try to win it in order to get it. So that's the USCCA logo link that's on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And while you're there, take a look at the three different forms of membership they've got there. And if you decide to join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some really good USCCA gear, too, as well. And don't forget the concealed carry magazine, which is probably the best gun magazine in the country, bar none. So that's the USCCA logo link right side of the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is right back with us again. Hello.
Hello.
Donald Trump says that he could meet with the Iranian President Rouhani when he comes to the United Nations to give a speech in another couple of weeks or so.
I think that's the General Assembly, isn't it?
I believe so, yep. Mm-hmm.
They may have a, you know, 5 or 10 minute thing. It won't be a summit. It won't be a formal, you know, sit down, you know, let's hash things out. That would not be the setting, and that would not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Although, too, Rouhani says he won't do it. So, I think at this point, it's they're kind of floating the idea just to get a rise and a response out of Tehran.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that there's going to be some kind of a meeting at all.
Okay, let's take this question from, I do believe, our favorite question asker. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Denise?
Yes,
today,
sir.
I want to talk about, good. I want to talk about EMP. Saw where Trump has issued an executive order to take EMP seriously. This was by a congressman, either a congressman or a senator, I don't know which. But the thing is that EMP can either happen as both either by a nuclear weapon detonated like about a couple hundred miles over the United States, or it can happen by coronal, what's called a coronal mass ejections. Now, one of those occurred, a big one occurred back in the 1800s, and it fried the telegraph lines and something like this. And I think this is a long-term danger that could happen. We could do something about one, but we can't do something about the other. Anyway, that's
okay.
What we're talking about.
All right. Well, okay, thank you. And your thoughts on that one?
Well, Newt Gingrich is the one that kind of spearheads any activities when it comes to EMPs. Now, Trump back in March is when he signed the executive order telling these federal agencies that they need to take all appropriate steps to protect the country from an EMP.
Mm-hmm.
And that also includes the government itself. So, having one from nature is one thing, but having one from a rogue country is yet another. So the Department of Homeland Security at the time when Kirstjen Nielsen was still secretary,
yep,
had listed pieces of critical infrastructure that if it was affected by an EMP would result in whatever catastrophic national and regional effects, and so they all had to make lists and then, start taking appropriate action.
Okay, and I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and if you want to have a question for her, it's 877-969-8600. Well, the president said that he may extend the protected status for the Bahamian immigrants.
Yeah, mostly those from the Abacos. In fact, a lot from the Abacos have been moved over to other places in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
And then those in the Bahamas that are in real critical need, if you've got, kidney issues or you need surgery or, several other kinds of things, he would extend their time here in the United States. There's really nothing to go back to.
Right.
On the other hand, he's ordered Border Patrol to be very, very cautious about who actually comes into the United States or tries to work their way into the United States under this process, because Freeport is got some very bad people there. And he mentioned that mostly of the drugs. In fact, a buddy of mine who's been still in the Coast Guard for 14 years actually mentioned that to me the other day, that it wasn't the last time he was actually over there, was for a very large drug bust, and it's a big hub for that. So that is really what Trump is referring to on keeping certain people out and being very cautious. And yet we also have to understand that those that are desperate for whatever reason to get out of the Bahamas into the United States don't have any paperwork.
No.
It was gone.
Yeah.
I mean, they have no ID or anything else. So our State Department and some of our diplomatic officials are working exceptionally hard at trying to vet their information and verify things and give them some kind of temporary piece of paper.
Yep.
In order for them to come to the United States.
Now, what is Nancy Pelosi all upset about when she says the Senate GOP will have hell to pay on the background checks?
Well, there's three bills right now. All three were actually introduced last February. On red flag, if you will, or some other, legislation. They have been introduced to what the House Judiciary Committee, you know, Jerry Nadler, but, you know, he's pretty busy over there still trying to do legal terrorism on Trump. But anyway, they're going to start, you know, putting all this in the process today because this is their first official day back after their August recess.
Yep.
And what they're going to do is try to put it on, you know, to get out, get anything passed out of the House, which may not get passed out of the House, but
sure,
inferring that it would, and that to embarrass Mitch McConnell because, first of all, they don't want him to be the majority leader anymore, and two, see if somebody else can run against him as senator from Kentucky to defeat him.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where she's putting out that kind of a threat.
Mm, okay. And I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Congressman from California, Minority Leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, who wouldn't mind being Speaker of the House, has said that the Dems are focused on impeachment, not America. Well, I won't disagree with that, will you?
No.
So what do we do about it?
Well, we don't do anything. There's nothing to do. I think it's perfectly fine they're doing, that Jerry Nadler is doing all of this. You know, his Judiciary Committee hasn't even voted to proceed with impeachment. We're still in the whole, you know, whining and complaining phase and subpoena this person and subpoena that person. The House probably wouldn't even have the votes to impeach. And even if they did, the Senate wouldn't. So, I mean,
right,
this is fine. As long as they keep talking about impeachment, I'm okay with it. It's kind of like talking about climate change. I'm okay with it. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to go anywhere.
Well, let me just throw this out there, final thing. The U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General has concluded that James Comey improperly leaked information to the news media while he was serving as head of the FBI. And according to the latest Rasmussen poll, nearly half of the voters think he should pay for it in court by being charged.
Well, he's not, so we have to move on. He hasn't been charged.
Yet.
Do
you think he'll be charged at all?
Not on that.
No.
He may be charged on the FISA thing.
Okay.
But he's not going to be charged with leaking to the media.
And that's because he signed off on, what, three different FISA warrants? Is that the way I understand it?
Four, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bad channel. Have a great day in the tennis courts.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there, read the great articles that she writes about. You'll know about what's going on when she writes about them, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We pledge the full support of the federal government through every step of the rebuilding process.
President Trump in Fayetteville, North Carolina, talking about the rebuilding effort in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. He tells the huge crowd at the Keep America Great Again rally.
And I will say, North Carolina in our country probably got hit the hardest. That was a little bit of a surprise. But I know one thing about North Carolina. You can take it and you'll build it quickly and you'll build it beautifully and you'll be back sooner than anybody ever thought.
And he goes on to tell the crowd.
I've just come from a meeting with North Carolina officials representing communities hit by Hurricane Dorian. And I express the unwavering solidarity of the American people. We are behind you 100%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. And you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next military and Veterans News segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. And one of them is right here in my backyard of Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Florida. The other one's up in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we all know that a lot of you are probably struggling and trying to get along and do whatever, but we also know that more and more young people are definitely not headed off to college. They're going through the trade schools in their high schools and the BOTEC and the BOCE schools, whatever you want to call them. And fact of the matter is, it's something to consider that the kids that come out of these schools, okay, wind up taking a job that usually pays them 80% of the starting wage, which is usually the apprentice wage, is where they start when they get out in the unions if they're doing union scale. So with that being said, how would you like the opportunity to have a $50,000 or $60,000 a year job right off the bat after 14 months of training? Because that's what you'll have by going to the National Aviation Academy and becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, your career path, your starting salary, your career can be guaranteed for you after 14 months of training. That's all it takes. So check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Ask to take the tour. That's all there is to it. It's pretty simple, right? Pretty simple. Ask to take the tour. And believe me when I tell you, you'll be glad you did. You'll be glad you did. So it's naa.edu or 800-659-2080. Either way, you're going to be a winner. Either way. Well, we had a paratrooper killed in Afghanistan. His name, Sergeant First Class Ellis A. Barreto Ortiz, 34 years old, died in a suicide bomb explosion. The Taliban. He was described as a mainstay in his unit, by his leadership. And it's a shame that we have to continue to have that. When the Taliban was engaged in peace talks, that's the young man who we lost as a result of the latest Taliban thing. But, you know, they can say whatever they want. They can promise whatever they want. And it means nothing. It's called the taqiyya. And they live by it. They live by it. Also, what the Army is doing about pilot shortfalls right now is COCOM demands aviation brigades stay high and stay in full array. The desire for Army aviation assets hasn't decreased amongst combatant commands, but the production sure did over the past few years, and the service says working to address that shortfall through improvements to flight pay and surveying to figure out exactly why pilots are leaving for the private sector is a big question they're trying to answer. Now, to continue its current missions, they need to adapt to brand new aircraft and prepare for large-scale combat operations. The Army, of course, is pushing its pilots in some of the toughest training challenges, both real and virtual, that they've ever faced. And some of these pilots, when they get 25, 30 or more combat missions, they've had it. They've had it. They just go to flying a commercial aircraft or flying a crop duster, spraying for mosquitoes, whatever. By the way, the multi-domain task force in Europe is only beginning to take form. It's already expected to help the U.S. Army shape its doctrine relevant to possible ground campaigns against near-peer competitor Russia, which is what they're gearing up for. Also, a soldier died of natural causes this past week in Kosovo. He was a dedicated staff sergeant and loving father and Ray Charles' grandson. His name was Staff Sergeant Conrad Robinson. He followed one of his grandfathers into the Army, but what he shared with few colleagues before he died was that the other one was the genius of soul, Ray Charles. Wow. By the way, now it can travel more than 100 nautical miles, passively detecting an enemy through imaging stored in its computer brain, and can kill a target so precisely that an operator can tell it to aim for a specific point of the ship, the engine room, or the bridge, and it's headed to China's stomping grounds, the new ship killer missile. Going to be interesting to see how that plays out over there. By the way, the Second Fleet that ordered nearly 30 ships and 120 aircraft out of Norfolk and the Hampton Roads area, has ordered them all back in after Hurricane Dorian moved out of the way. And during the height of the storm, 80 Uruguayan sailors were pulled from their ship and sheltered in place at the Navy base in Norfolk. Isn't that something? Didn't know they were there. Now, the U.S. Navy is also seeking to test private drinking wells near the Connecticut submarine base for potentially dangerous industrial compounds known as forever chemicals. Again, we'll see how that plays out. A lot of problems with drinking water around the military bases. And U.S. Navy officials have approved the creation of the first ever Navy ROTC program at the University of Hawaii. And I'm surprised they didn't have one there before now. I'm really surprised. Also, the Navy test launched a sub-based Trident II D5 missile. Tests from the Ohio-class ballistic missile submarine were part of a commander evaluation test to validate performance expectations of the Trident II strategic weapon system. Now, the $175 million replacement of the 55th Wings runway at Office Air Force Base in Nebraska has been pushed back from December 2019 to October 2020. And the 325th Fighter Wing and their program management office at Tyndall Air Force Base in Florida will host the third industry day September 12th to update contractors and others on Tyndall's progress and the reconstruction effort following the devastation of Hurricane Michael back in October of 2018. By the way, the Air Force should hold off on retiring any of their legacy bombers until the B-21s are rolling off the assembly line in substantial numbers, so say the generals. And they should generally invest in longer-range systems and enablers like tankers, according to the leaders of two studies. Now, this is a study that's been going on for 20 years. And experts are urging the Air Force to hang on to their bombers, their B-52s, and their B-1s and their B-2s, as they invest in long-range bombing systems. By the way, Marines are about to get brand-new tropical boots. Might be on their feet by the end of 2019, if everything works the way it's supposed to. And this was the story that got my attention yesterday. Marines in ground combat jobs are not confident their skills will help them land post-military careers, a new survey data shows. Well, this is where I say to them, check out the National Aviation Academy. If you're willing to learn and you got any type of mechanical skills at all, even if it's only with a weapon, that's more than the average guy's got, and you should be able, with your God-given talent, to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back and call or hang on the line. We'll see what's going on in your world. But I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she and her husband, Don, are listening to me right now up in Carrollton, Georgia on 1330 WLBB. And that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hula out there to them. And oh, by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan, located in Newport Richey in Crystal River. And, you know, they're the home of You Serve, You Save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all 911 operators too, get thousands of dollars in discounts off your brand new Nissan vehicle. By the way, you also get a preferred pricing on your Moss wholesale to the public used vehicle. And Moss care for the life of the vehicle, along with free lifetime oil changes and free tire rotations and a whole bunch more. Don't forget, they've got service there, too. They repair all makes and models. And again, You Serve, You Save applies to the discount they'll give all the active duty military, military veterans, and first responders, current, active, or retired. Now, ask yourself, who does that? Nobody. So that's the reason. Well, you got to truck on up there to Moss Nissan. And by the way, Moss Nissan, Newport Richey, Crystal River, Moss Wholesale to the Public in Homosassa Springs, Moss Family Chevrolet, which is located on Northdale Mabry and Carrollwood in the Tampa section there, and a new, 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 coming down the line pretty quick. A new Moss Nissan dealership in Tampa. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. I'll tell you what. North Korea did it again. They just got done telling us that they would like to sit down and resume negotiations again with the United States sometime later in September. And boom, two little old missiles went sailing out of North Korea into the ocean again.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to see what type of things they're getting in there. Just two projectiles, obviously, missiles. You know, for the reason it may be, we don't seem to be getting too bent out of shape over this like we were before. Is it because of how far that they flew, or how's it? I don't know. I'm trying to figure this one out.
I don't know, but everybody seems to be thinking that it's they're trying to hone in on what they've got to take out the forces that are there across the border, and but they had to do that. But that's what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, North Korea, I guess they want to have some new proposals from the United States. That probably has stuff to do with relieving some of the sanctions on their country is probably what they're looking for at this point in time. I'm not sure.
Our new ambassador to North Korea, Dennis Rodman, just kidding, has offered to go over there and negotiate a deal. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Rodman hasn't been in the news for a while, so he's obviously trying to look to get back in, it looks like.
Yeah. He should take his basketball with him. That might work. By the way, you heard about the city of San Francisco designating the NRA as a domestic terrorist organization, correct?
Oh, yeah. Free speech is no longer allowed, I guess, over there.
Well, the NRA has just now sued San Francisco over that designation, and we'll see who prevails there. It could get interesting.
Yeah. You know what it's going to do? It's going to take forever and 10 days to work its way through the court system, and then injunctions will be filed. Yeah, you're also dealing with the Ninth Circuit over there, too, which can take forever and 10 days.
By the way, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed bills to crack down on the people that are not vaccinated that are here illegally, and they're going to be getting free vaccinations for such things as measles, mumps, and chickenpox.
Well, if we're going to be doing, you know, something, we're going to be allowing all these people into the country, I most certainly think that we should deal with inoculation. I'm surprised the anti-vaxxers aren't getting all bent out of shape over that. Have the guys started getting crazy about that yet?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure they will be. Adamant about that, but I'm all for that.
Okay, now, what is going on with the states, Texas leading some 50 state attorneys general, targeting Google in a new antitrust probe? What's that all about?
Well, they're dealing with right now, all of these state attorney generals are taking a look at Google. It's not just Google, too. It's like certain states are kind of finding one tech company and going after them. Facebook, the New York State Attorney General is looking into to a greater degree, where the Texas Attorney General is going after another. And what's interesting is you're dealing with both Democrats and Republican attorneys generals, and they're all doing the same thing based upon what these companies do and the type of power that they have. So, you know, I would assume that you're going to start seeing more. I noticed it last night. I put the football game on last night for about 10 minutes before I started falling asleep. A lot of commercials for Google trying to like up their the way people feel about them and what they're trying to do. So it's public relations is going to be hitting everybody hard in regards to this.
Sure. Now, I don't smoke. And if I did, the last thing I think I'd want to smoke would be an e-cig. And right now, the FDA, federal health authorities, are blasting the vaping giant. I think that's called Juul, J-U-U-L, I believe that's where you pronounce that, over their e-cig safety claim, saying that it's just not true.
Yeah, because Juul was starting to market itself as a safe alternative to cigarettes, and I don't think that the FDA appreciated that very much in regards to the way the marketing is being put out there, and that's how they're going after it. I know that we're dealing with these weird cases, this vaping illness that's going around the country. Certain people are getting sick from these things, and we're dealing with that as well. It's obviously an issue we're dealing with now. Again, I've got three kids. My kids are involved with this, and I'm trying to make sure that they stay out of trouble with all of this stuff. But I do know that it's stuff that the kids are starting to get into as well.
By the way, you've heard about the aspirin a day regimen, right? The low dose aspirin.
They told you we're supposed to do that. Now they're telling you you're not supposed to do that.
Well, they're saying, yeah, they are, and they're saying there's a report out that says as many as 29 million Americans who take low dose aspirin daily shouldn't be doing it.
It's funny. The things that the government or various different groups tell you to do that after the fact is just a complete joke. You know, I kind of listen to when it comes to health is what's worked for thousands of years. What people were eating thousands of years ago is probably, and it's still around, it's probably still kind of good for you. You know, you eat and drink, do the same things. You know, that stupid food pyramid that they put out that was completely wrong back in, what, the 1960s and 1970s, which was completely inaccurate. Leave it to the government to put out more bad information.
Now, I've been told, and I don't know for sure because I don't have any way of really verifying this. I know you probably do, that the Fed reportedly is back buying treasuries again. Is that true?
The Fed is back buying, some quantitative easing to some degree. Slowly but surely trying to shrink their balance sheet. I think that there's probably better ways that they can go ahead and try to get more cash into the system. Some of it's in regards to paying interest on reserves that banks put at the Fed, which I think is a really dumb thing to do. I think banks should be more encouraged, instead of getting interest on that, they should be encouraged to lend that money out. The quantitative easing thing right now is that it's kind of a big part of a debate, whether or not what the Fed should be continuing with it or putting a stop to it.
Okay, now last thing, Apple is apparently going to move up their upgrade, rush their upgrade on their new iPhones. I didn't know that they new iPhones needed an upgrade already.
I guess they're putting fancier cameras in there. A little disappointed in Apple and their products and the fact that they're not really releasing anything new. It used to be a point in time with that company, they would have their product launch and you'd be all excited about what they're going to come out with next. They haven't really been doing much when it comes to that right now, and I think that they really need to get back to innovation.
Mm. All righty. Well, we're going to let you go, and I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so stay low up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, everybody. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And coming up, 5 o'clock hour, next hour, after the top of the hour news, we're going to have Ron Edwards and host of the Edwards Notebook. Of course, he'll be around right after the news. And then bottom of the hour, we will, in fact, have our good friend Kathy Chamberlain on, the author of Rules for Deplorables book. And good morning, George. How you doing there, my friend? Hope you're doing well there. And Catwoman and Road Dog are need to stop another fire. All right. I guess you guys are having more trouble there. I hope you're all right there, Catwoman and Road Dog, with your truck and whatnot. All righty. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We're going to celebrate and be back on the other side of the news here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.